Welcome to another episode of the Come Follow Me, Read Ahead. Since the normal course of study skips a whole bunch of chapters of the Old Testament, this episode is part of a series where we read the complete Old Testament from the New English Translation. It is not synchronized to the weekly schedule from the church. We're reading ahead and spreading the episodes over last year and this year. Let's jump in. Psalms chapter 42. For the music director, a well-written song by the Korahites. As a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, for the living God. I say, when will I be able to go and appear in God's presence? I cannot eat, I weep day and night. All day long they say to me, where is your God? I will remember and weep. For I was once walking along with the great throng to the temple of God, shouting and giving thanks along with the crowd as we celebrated the holy festival. Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you upset? Wait for God, for I will again give thanks to my God for his saving intervention. I am depressed, so I will pray to you while in the region of the upper Jordan, from Hermon, from Mount Mizar, one deep stream calls out to another at the sound of your waterfalls. All your billows and waves overwhelm me. By day the Lord decrees his loyal love, and by night he gives me a song, a prayer to the God of my life. I will pray to God, my high ridge. Why do you ignore me? Why must I walk around mourning? Because my enemies oppress me. My enemies' taunts cut me to the bone. As they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you upset? Wait for God, for I will again give thanks to my God for his saving intervention. Psalms chapter 43. Vindicate me, O God, fight for me against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from deceitful and evil men. For you are the God who shelters me. Why do you reject me? Why must I walk around mourning? Because my enemies oppress me. Reveal your light and your faithfulness. They will lead me. They will escort me back to your holy hill and to the place where you live. Then I will go to the altar of God, to the God who gives me ecstatic joy, so that I may express my thanks to you, O God, my God, with a harp. Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you upset? Wait for God, for I will again give thanks to my God for his saving intervention. Psalms chapter 44. For the music director, by the Korahites, a well-written song. O God, we have clearly heard. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in ancient times. You, by your power, defeated nations and settled our fathers on their land. You crushed the people living there and enabled our ancestors to occupy it. For they did not conquer the land by their swords, and they did not prevail by their strength, but rather by your power, strength, and good favor. For you were partial to them. You are my king, O God. Decree Jacob's deliverance. By your power, we will drive back our enemies. By your strength, we will trample down our foes. For I do not trust in my bow, and I do not prevail by my sword. For you deliver us from our enemies. You humiliate those who hate us. In God we boast all day long, and we will continually give thanks to your name. Selah. But you rejected and embarrassed us. You did not go into battle with our armies. You made us retreat from the enemy. Those who hate us take whatever they want from us. You handed us over like sheep to be eaten. You scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance. You did not ask a high price for them. You made us an object of disdain to our neighbors. Those who live on our borders taunt and insult us. You made us an object of ridicule among the nations. Foreigners treat us with contempt. All day long I feel humiliated and am overwhelmed with shame before the vindictive enemy who ridicules and insults me. All this has happened to us, even though we have not rejected you or violated your covenant with us. We have not been unfaithful, nor have we disobeyed your commands. Yet you have battered us, leaving us a heap of ruins overrun by wild dogs. You have covered us with darkness. If we had rejected our God and spread out our hands in prayer to another God, would not God discover it, for he knows a person's secret thoughts? Yet because of you, we are killed all day long. We are treated like sheep at the slaughtering block. Rouse yourself. Why do you sleep, O Lord? Wake up. Do not reject us forever. Why do you look the other way and ignore the way we are oppressed and mistreated? For we lie in the dirt, with our bellies pressed to the ground. Rise up and help us. Rescue us because of your loyal love. Psalms chapter 46. For the music director, by the Korahites, according to the Alamoth style, a song. God is our strong refuge. He is truly our helper in times of trouble. For this reason, we do not fear when the earth shakes, and the mountains tumble into the depths of the sea, when its waves crash and foam, and the mountains shake before the surging sea. Selah. The river's channels bring joy to the city of God, the special holy dwelling place of the Most High. God lives within it. It cannot be moved. God rescues it at the break of dawn. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms are overthrown. God gives a shout. The earth dissolves. The Lord of heaven's armies is on our side. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. Come, witness the exploits of the Lord, who brings devastation to the earth. He brings an end to wars throughout the earth. He shatters the bow and breaks the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Stop your striving and recognize that I am God. I will be exalted over the nations. I will be exalted over the earth." The Lord of heaven's armies is on our side. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Selah. Psalms chapter 47. For the music director, by the Korahites, a psalm. All you nations, clap your hands, shout out to God in celebration. For the Lord Most High is awe-inspiring. He is the great King who rules the whole earth. He subdued nations beneath us and countries under our feet. He picked out for us a special land to be a source of pride for Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God has ascended his throne amid loud shouts. The Lord has ascended amid the blaring of ram's horns. Sing to God, sing, sing to our King, sing. For God is King of the whole earth. Sing a well-written song. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble, along with the people of the God of Abraham. For God has authority over the rulers of the earth. He is highly exalted. Psalms chapter 46. For the music director, according to the tune of Lilies, by the Korahites, a well-written poem, a love song. My heart is stirred by a beautiful song. I say, I have composed this special song for the king. My tongue is as skilled as the stylus of an experienced scribe. You are the most handsome of all men. You speak in an impressive and fitting manner. For this reason, God grants you continual blessings. Strap your sword to your thigh, O warrior. Appear in your majestic splendor. Appear in your majesty and be victorious. Ride forth for the sake of what is right, on behalf of justice. Then your right hand will accomplish mighty acts. Your arrows are sharp and penetrate the hearts of the king's enemies. Nations fall at your feet. Your throne, O God, is permanent. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of justice. You love justice and hate evil. For this reason, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy, elevating you above your companions. All your garments are perfumed with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. From the luxurious palaces comes the music of stringed instruments that makes you happy. Princesses are among your honored women. Your bride stands at your right hand, wearing jewelry made with gold from Ophir. Listen, O princess, observe and pay attention. Forget your homeland and your family. Then the king will be attracted by your beauty. After all, he is your master. Submit to him. Rich people from Tyre will seek your favor by bringing a gift. The princess looks absolutely magnificent, decked out in pearls and clothed in a brocade trimmed with gold. In embroidered robes, she is escorted to the king. Her attendants, the maidens of honor who follow her, are led before you. They are bubbling with joy as they walk in procession and enter the royal palace. Your sons will carry on the dynasty of your ancestors. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will proclaim your greatness through the coming years. Then the nations will praise you forever. Psalms chapter 48, a song, a psalm by the Korahites. The Lord is great and certainly worthy of praise in the city of our God, his holy hill. It is lofty and pleasing to look at, a source of joy to the whole earth. Mount Zion resembles the peaks of Zaphon. It is the city of the great king. God is in its fortresses. He reveals himself as its defender. For look, the kings assemble. They advance together. As soon as they see, they are shocked. They are terrified. They quickly retreat. Look at them shake uncontrollably, like a woman writhing in childbirth. With an east wind, you shatter the large ships. We heard about God's mighty deeds. Now we have seen them. In the city of the Lord of heaven's armies, in the city of our God. God makes it permanently secure. Selah. Within your temple, we reflect on your loyal love, O God. The praise you receive, as far away as the ends of the earth, is worthy of your reputation, O God. You execute justice. Mount Zion rejoices. The towns of Judah are happy because of your acts of judgment. Walk around Zion, encircle it. Count its towers. Consider its defenses. Walk through its fortresses so you can tell the next generation about it. For God, our God, is our defender forever. He guides us. Psalms chapter 49, for the music director, a psalm by the Korahites. Listen to this, all you nations. Pay attention, all you inhabitants of the world. Pay attention, all you people, both rich and poor. I will declare a wise saying. I will share my profound thoughts. I will learn a song that imparts wisdom. I will then sing my insightful song to the accompaniment of a harp. Why should I be afraid in times of trouble when the sinful deeds of deceptive men threaten to overwhelm me? They trust in their wealth and boast in their great riches. Certainly, a man cannot rescue his brother. He cannot pay God an adequate ransom price. The ransom price for a human life is too high, and people go to their final destiny. So that he might continue to live forever and not experience death? Surely, one sees that even wise people die. Fools and spiritually insensitive people all pass away and leave their wealth to others. Their grave becomes their permanent residence, their eternal dwelling place. They name their lands after themselves. But, despite their wealth, people do not last. They are like animals that perish. This is the destiny of fools and of those who approve of their philosophy. Selah. They will travel to Sheol like sheep, with death as their shepherd. The godly will rule over them when the day of vindication dawns. Sheol will consume their bodies, and they will no longer live in impressive houses. But God will rescue my life from the power of Sheol. Certainly he will pull me to safety. Selah. Do not be afraid when a man becomes rich and his wealth multiplies, for he will take nothing with him when he dies. His wealth will not follow him down into the grave. He pronounces this blessing on himself while he is alive. May men praise you, for you have done well. But he will join his ancestors. They will never again see the light of day. Wealthy people do not understand. They are like animals that perish. Psalms chapter 50, a psalm by Asaph. El, God, the Lord, has spoken, and summoned the earth to come from the east and west. From Zion, the most beautiful of all places, God has come in splendor. May our God come and not be silent. Consuming fire goes ahead of him, and all around him a storm rages. He summons the heavens above, as well as the earth, so that he might judge his people. He says, "Assemble my covenant people before me, those who ratified a covenant with me by sacrifice." The heavens declare his fairness, for God is judge. Selah. He says, "Listen, my people, I am speaking. Listen, Israel, I am accusing you. I am God, your God. I am not condemning you because of your sacrifices or because of your burnt sacrifices that you continually offer me. I do not need to take a bull from your household or goats from your sheepfolds. For every wild animal in the forest belongs to me, as well as the cattle that graze on a thousand hills. I keep track of every bird in the hills, and the insects of the field are mine. Even if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and all it contains belong to me. Do I eat the flesh of bulls? Do I drink the blood of goats? Present to God a thank offering. Repay your vows to the Most High. Pray to me when you are in trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." God says this to the evildoer, "How can you declare my commands and talk about my covenant? For you hate instruction and reject my words. When you see a thief, you join him. You associate with men who are unfaithful to their wives. You do damage with words and use your tongue to deceive. You plot against your brother. You slander your own brother. When you did these things, I was silent, so you thought I was exactly like you. But now I will condemn you and state my case against you. Carefully consider this, you who reject God. Otherwise I will rip you to shreds, and no one will be able to rescue you. Whoever presents a thank offering honors me. To whoever obeys my commands, I will reveal my power to deliver." Psalms chapter 51. For the music director, a psalm of David, written when Nathan the prophet confronted him after David's affair with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your loyal love. Because of your great compassion, wipe away my rebellious acts. Wash away my wrongdoing, cleanse me of my sin. For I am aware of my rebellious acts. I am forever conscious of my sin. Against you, you above all, I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. So you are just when you confront me. You are right when you condemn me. Look, I was guilty of sin from birth, a sinner the moment my mother conceived me. Look, you desire integrity in the inner man. You want me to possess wisdom. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be pure. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Grant me the ultimate joy of being forgiven. May the bones you crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Wipe away all my guilt. Create for me a pure heart, O God. Renew a resolute spirit within me. Do not reject me. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Let me again experience the joy of your deliverance. Sustain me by giving me the desire to obey. Then I will teach rebels your merciful ways, and sinners will turn to you. Rescue me from the guilt of murder, O God, the God who delivers me. Then my tongue will shout for joy because of your righteousness. O Lord, give me the words. Then my mouth will praise you. Certainly you do not want a sacrifice, or else I would offer it. You do not desire a burnt sacrifice. The sacrifice God desires is a humble spirit. O God, a humble and repentant heart you will not reject. Because you favor Zion, do what is good for her. Fortify the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will accept the proper sacrifices, burnt sacrifices and whole offerings. Then bulls will be sacrificed on your altar. Psalms chapter 52. For the music director, a well-written song by David. It was written when Doeg the Edomite went and informed Saul, David has arrived at the home of Ahimelech. Why do you boast about your evil plans, O powerful man? God's loyal love protects me all day long. Your tongue carries out your destructive plans. It is as effective as a sharp razor, O deceiver. You love evil more than good, lies more than speaking the truth. Selah. You love to use all the words that destroy and the tongue that deceives. Yet God will make you a permanent heap of ruins. He will scoop you up and remove you from your home. He will uproot you from the land of the living. Selah. When the godly see this, they will be filled with awe and will mock the evildoer, saying, look, here is the man who would not make God his protector. He trusted in his great wealth and was confident about his plans to destroy others. But I am like a flourishing olive tree in the house of God. I continually trust in God's loyal love. I will continually thank you when you execute judgment. I will rely on you, for your loyal followers know you are good. Psalms chapter 53. For the music director, according to the Makalath style, a well-written song by David. Fools say to themselves, there is no God. They sin and commit evil deeds. None of them does what is right. God looks down from heaven at the human race to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks God. Everyone rejects God. They're all morally corrupt. None of them does what is right, not even one. All those who behave wickedly do not understand, those who devour my people as if they were eating bread and do not call out to God. They are absolutely terrified, even by things that do not normally cause fear. For God annihilates those who attack you. You are able to humiliate them because God has rejected them. I wish the deliverance of Israel would come from Zion. When God restores the well-being of his people, may Jacob rejoice. May Israel be happy. Psalms chapter 54. For the music director, to be accompanied by stringed instruments, a well-written song by David. It was written when the Ziphites came and informed Saul, David is hiding with us. O God, deliver me by your name, vindicate me by your power. O God, listen to my prayer, pay attention to what I say. For foreigners attack me, ruthless men who do not respect God seek my life. Selah. Look, God is my deliverer. The Lord is among those who support me. May those who wait to ambush me be repaid for their evil. As a demonstration of your faithfulness, destroy them. With a freewill offering I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. Surely he rescues me from all trouble, and I triumph over my enemies.